Everyone need to be a perfect man.
因为这是神的要求。
Because this is God's requirement.
第一个，当完全人，你听到神说我是全能的，你要在我面前做完全人。
First, in order to become a perfect man, just like God said to Abraham, that be blameless before Him.
那你就趴在地上就完全了。
So we need to fall upon our face, and then we are perfect.
约伯是完全人。
Job is also a perfect person.
其实他在受试探的时候抱怨连连啊。
And when while he was encountered suffering, he complained quite a bit.
他甚至如果你看那约伯记，他甚至要跟神对决啊，说神啊，你来有公义，神你都公义的跟我谈谈呐、啊。
To the point that he
我已经准备好了，你来跟我谈吧。
To the point that he called God that if God will come, he will able to justify himself.
约伯的完全。
And Job is perfect.
在他受试探之前，他是一个美好的家庭啊。
And before he suffered, he lived in a very harmonious family.
儿女和睦同居。
The children live in harmony with each other.
父亲是一个带领的信仰的中心，带导的一个动力。
And father is a man of prayer. He leads a family.
之后，他也是一个带导的一个人。
Later on, he is also an intercessor.
你只要能够跪下来。
As long as we can kneel down.
在神面前祷告
and pray to God,
替你的儿女
and pray for your children,
替那些骂过你的
and pray,
误会过你的人祷告
and pray,
你就完全了
for those who falsely accuse you, then you are perfect.
那你在完全当中神就让你的苦境转回
and while we are suffering, God will turn our suffering into joy.
我们再来看腓立比书第三章十五节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 15.
腓立比书三章十五节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
Verse 15. Therefore, let us, as many as we are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
这里中文翻成完全人，英文的话是说你是一个成熟的人啊。
In Chinese, it says perfect, but English it says mature.
我们要当这样的一个人。
We should be like this kind of person.
要当一个完全的人。
To be a perfect person.
那保罗看起来这个完全人，这个、成熟人呢，不是一个，是很多、啊、教会里面都要，每个人都要是这个样子的人。
And we can see from this verse that Paul's concept of perfect is that not just one person, but many in the church.
那我们看到保罗说，我们当中，如果你是一个完全人呢，那要存这样的心。
And Paul said that if you are mature, we should have this in mind.
什么样的心呢?
What kind of mind should we have?
就是要从第三章开始看哦。
We have to start from chapter 3.
那如果我们看到第三章从第一节一直看到第十四节，就晓得什么叫做这样的心是什么样的心。
If we look at from verse 1 to verse 14, then we know what kind of mentality we should have.
这种心就是总结，就是第十三节保罗做一个总结。
And To summarize it is recorded in verse 13.
三章十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
说我不以为自己已经得着了，只有一件事情，就是忘记背后的，努力前面的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
我们念这样以为说保罗一直不完全哦。
And when we read this, we have this mentality thinking that Paul is not perfect.
我们也一直想说人是不完全的，所以如果我们犯了什么错啦，做什么事情呢，都先讲一句：“哎呀，人都不完全了。”
And oftentimes, we have this mentality: men can never be perfect. So wherever we do wrong, we often say, "Oh, men is not perfect."
正在聚会，你坐在电视前面说：“哎呀，人不完全的时候，我看电视。”
And during service time, you decided not to come, but you watch TV and you say, "Yeah, I'm not perfect."
我们总是有很多理由说，因为不完全，所以我就现在可以软弱。
And oftentimes we give our self-excuse that since we are not perfect, therefore, that's why I'm weak in whatever I do.
你恨人, 你说, 啊, 人是不安全说, 我可以恨他。
And we say, I hate this person, and we say that, oh, because I'm not perfect, that's why I can hate him.
但是这边告诉我们, 我们中间的完全人都要存这样的心。
But however, it says here that if we are perfect, we need to have this mentality.
在这里, 我们所看到的这完全呢, 是所, 在圣经这里面所讲, 就是阶段性的完全呢。
And if we look at this profession that Paul talked about, is the profession in temporal sense.
你在追求过程当中每一个阶段都是完全的。
What Paul was trying to say is that as long as we are pursuing in each stage, we are perfect.
这讲什么呢?
What is it saying?
譬如说,
for example,
一岁的小孩啊,
1 year old kid.
你说, 不要哭啊, 乖。
And we say to the baby, say, do not cry.
一个一岁小孩你把他带到会堂里面,他不哭,坐在那里,大家都赞美,哇,这个好乖哦,坐一个小时不哭啊。
And if you bring that little kid to the chapel and you tell him not to cry but sit still, and that baby did so, then you will say this baby is very good.
那个最小的小时候带到会堂不会哭，说好乖。老大抱怨了，说爸爸，我去那边也没有哭。
In the process, we need to grow and progress.
你想哦, 那个神在创世纪创造的时候,
just think about in the time of creation when God created everything.
神的创造, 这是所谓的创造性的完全, 是在创世纪啊。
And when God created everything perfect, it's in the time of Genesis.
你看,神说要有光就有光。
When God said, let it be light, and there is light.
神说要有鸡,就有鸡, 那个鸡就可以生蛋的鸡。
And when God said, there will be chicken, then there's a chicken that can lay egg.
神造人, 亚当生, 那个造的人是完全的, 就马上可以生小孩的, 亚当。
And when God created man, the Adam is perfect, and he can able to have offspring.
神造的果树马上就有果子啊。
And the tree that God created can bear fruit.
这是神创造性的完全。
This is God's perfection in His creation.
一下子马上的。
Immediately.
所以
complete.
我们没有看说神造一个亚当小孩慢慢自然成长哇，要多久啊？
And God did not create Adam at its infancy and started grow slowly.
神创造果树也一样啊，若你在一个梨子树没有两三年结不出果子啊，那亚当老早饿死了。
And if God let the tree grow slowly, then Adam would have died.
这是神创造性的完全。
So this is
一下子的，马上的。
So this is God's perfection in His creation that suddenly and perfectly and complete.
但是那个人追求性的完全是渐渐成长的。
However, when in terms of man's faith progress, is slowly take time.
你看，追溯道士上来是这个样子的。
And same thing as Lord appeared on this earth, he went through the same process.
神道成肉身
，God manifests himself in flesh.
成为耶稣了。
And he became Lord Jesus.
其实耶稣可以，他可以道成肉身，马上就一下子一天就成人了，可以哈。
And of course, Lord Jesus Christ can suddenly become a man overnight.
但是主耶稣没有啊。
But Lord Jesus did not do this.
他生下来还是软趴趴的。
And while he was born, he experienced infancy.
你生的小孩就跟耶稣生出来就是这样子，没有特别。
And if you give birth to a child, it will be similar to Lord Jesus.
哎，他那么小，还要人家带去埃及逃难，又逃回来，又要人家养。
While he was an infant, people needed to take him to Egypt to flee away from persecution.
所以圣经讲，耶稣也是一寸一寸长的。
So Bible says that Lord Jesus grew step by step.
路加福音二章42-45，耶稣也要到圣殿里面去学啊。
And in Luke, it says that Lord Jesus had to go to temple to learn.
哎，他一边听一边问。
And he was listening and he asked questions.
这是给我们的一个教训，就是自然成长，一步一步成长的。
And this is to tell us that we need to grow naturally, step by step.
所以圣经说，耶稣他人跟神喜爱他的心，一天比一天更增长。
And Bible says that God's and man's favor was with him, and he grew day by day.
这是人在追求当中所面临到的。
And this is the progress that men will encounter.
也是一步一步的。
And it takes time.
那耶稣给我们留下是这个榜样啊。
And this is an example that Lord Jesus gave it to us.
我们会想，耶稣既然是神啊，他什么都知道嘛，对不对？
And sometimes we say that, oh, Lord Jesus is God and he knows everything.
啊，他到圣殿去问那些律法师啊，那是假问的，对不对？
And
是不是假问？他应该他比他们知道啊，但为什么还问他呢？
And since Lord Jesus is God, how come he goes to a temple and asks those teachers of law? It must be faking.
不是的。
No, it's not.
因为这是耶稣他给我们留下的，就是自然成长的，并且是到完全的这个地步当中的每一个阶段的一个追求的过程。
So Lord Jesus left an example for us that in each stage that he pursued perfection.
所以追求变成我们一生所要下的功夫啊。
So pursuing perfect is our lifelong process.
并且在每一个阶段你都要完全。
So in each stage we need to be perfect.
所以这种完全是所谓阶段性的完全，不是最终的完全。
And so when we talk about perfect, we talking in each stage we need to be perfect.
那这是成长。
And this is called growth.
我们可以看马可福音啊。
Let's turn to Mark.
第四章
，Chapter Four，
第二十六节
，Verse 26 to Verse 29。
这是一个比喻啊
，This is a parable。
这是所谓的自然成长的比喻。
This is a parable of natural growth。
嗯，说神的国好像人把种子放在地上。
The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground。
那这里黑夜睡觉，白天起来。
Verse 27, should sleep by night and rise by day.
那这种子就发芽了，成长了。那不晓得怎么样会这样子。
And the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how.
28节。
Verse 28,
说地生五谷是出于自然的。
For the earth yields crop by itself.
这里的自然的呢，是如果我们看那个使徒行传的话，这里所谓的自然，并不是说自然界的那个自然，这个自然是说神给的一个定律，照着神的定律 来行的。
Now it mentions it says by itself. This by itself should referring to God's ordained principle, and the things grow according to that principle.
这个自然这个字呢，跟那个《使徒行传》第十二章那个监狱的门自己打开是一样的。
And verse 28, by itself, that word is same as Acts chapter 12, where the gate opened by itself. It's the same word.
那说那门自己开了，门自己会开啊。那时候又没有自动门。
Acts chapter 12, verse 10, it says that the iron gate opened by itself, and this is not, that door is not automatic door.
那时候科技还没有那么发达，说有那个什么自动门。
At that time, there is no such technology that where the door can open by itself.
我们看到《使徒行传》第十二章的第十节，我们看到每个人看到说那门自己开了，绝对不会说啊那个有装个自动门开了，绝对没有人这样想，一定是说神开了那个门。
It says which opened to them of its own accord, and this own accord, we will not think that.It's automatic door, door, but actually God's power enabled that door to be open.
神使那个门开了。
God allowed, God made that door to be open.
所以地生五谷是出于自然，这个字是一样的，是出于神给的定律。
So for the earth yields crop by itself, this is God had ordained the principle.
我们在我们的信仰过程里面也是这样子。
And same thing in our faith.
我们每个人有一个创造性的时刻，就是神在你身上有一个创造性的时刻。
Every one of us has the moment where God come into us.
比如说你以前都不信，忽然有一句话或得到一个圣灵，在一个时刻马上完全改变，这是一个创造性的时刻。
For example, in the past we don't believe in God, but there's sometime later whether somebody say something or something happen or where we see Holy Spirit, then from that moment we start to believe in God.
神迹奇事都是这个样子的。
And
不能走的马上会跳起来，这就是创造性的时刻。
And same thing with the miracles and signs where people cannot walk and suddenly the person leap up and start walk.
这是神直接的主动的一个作为。
And this is God's initial action.
那我们接受救恩的人，
And for those who accept the salvation,
比如说我们已经洗礼了。
For example, we have already received that water baptism.
洗礼是一次性的，有功效性的，所有罪都洗掉了，这是创造性的完全。
And water baptism is once for all, and it's God's initiation that allow us to be baptized.
那现在换到就是我们人要开始追求了。
But now it's our turn to pursue after God.
所以那我们这两个是。我说不可以混淆的。
And these two, we cannot mix them together.
我们不可否认神创造性的完全。
We cannot deny God's creation.
我们要接受。
We need to accept it.
但是也不可忘记人追求性的完全。
But we cannot deny that man had to pursue because of his duty.
如果我们把它合并在一起了。
If we combine these two together.
有时候我们好像会操之过急。
Sometimes we will walk before God.
那有时候我们会很沮丧。
And sometimes we'll be very discouraged.
我们每次提到保罗了。
And sometimes we mention Paul.
我每次想到保罗，就想到那个创造性的那个完全。
And whenever I think of Paul, I think of God's perfect creation.
因为他的那个被选召实在太奇妙了。
Because the way he was called was indeed miraculous.
他本来是逼迫教会的。
At first, he was the one who persecuted the church.
他要去大马士革路上。
On the way to Damascus,
耶稣大光照他。
And the Lord shone the light upon him.
耶稣直接说：“你为什么逼迫我？”
And the Lord directly said to him, "Why do you persecute me?"
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And he said, "Who are you, Lord?"
他跟谁？跟主耶稣对过话。
And so he had a conversation with the Lord.
耶稣也叫，主耶稣也叫亚拿尼亚给他使命，要叫他去外邦传道。
And the Lord also told Ananias to go to Paul and say to him that he should preach to the Gentile.
他看了大光之后瞎眼了。
And after he saw the great light, he was blinded.
他进到城里面去，他眼睛就开了。
And he went to the city, and later on his eyes were open.
他说得到圣灵了。
And he received Holy Spirit.
这是一个都是一个创，就是一个神创造性的完全。
And then we can see that this is all God's initial action.
那接下来他就出去传道了。
And later on he went out to preach.
那我们都讲到这里，好像他完全变了一个什么，变了一个超人了。
And after time we stop here, saying that he, thinking that he's a superman.
一下子好像变超人了。
And suddenly, in very short time, he become a superman.
我们常常在就是在触摸，我们或是在追寻这样的一个时刻。
And sometimes we are waiting for that kind of moment to come.
忘记了，他是不是这样就开始轰轰烈烈的成了一个神的工人啊？
And we often forget that.Did he immediately become a mighty worker of God?
这是开始而已啊。
This is just only the beginning.
没有呢。
No.
我们看《使徒行传》第九章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 9.
保罗说他是一直在追求。
And Paul said he continued to pursue.
他追求什么？
What did he pursue?
他所讲的追求就是他人追求性的完全，他在追求这个，而不是神的恩典的完全性是不一样。神的恩典的完全已经给他了，接下来就是他本身要努力的一个追求。
What he pursued is that he's pursuing the perfection in his own part, his own duty, and he's not pursuing something that God already had done for him.
第九章
，Chapter 9,
第十八节，那十七节说他被又被圣灵充满，又看见。
Verse 17, then he was filled with Holy Spirit and he can see again.
他又受了洗。
And he also received water baptism.
好，那第二十节开始呢？我们以为现在就轰轰烈烈开始出去工作了。
In verse 20, we thought that he started to work for God mightily.
是真的，一开始他也是很有能力喽。第二十二节。
Of course, in beginning, he seems like he has a mighty strength.
他人家越辩驳，他越有能力。
And he confounded the Jews who dwell in that place.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
但过了好些日子，这个犹太人要杀他。
After many days were passed, the Jews plotted to kill him.
24节。
Verse 24.
这个计划被扫罗知道了。
But their plot became known to Saul.
这时候的扫罗或是保罗，他也是在当时，他也是成为一代的宗师啊。就是他也是一个，就是在当时，如果你是一个有学问的，自成一派的，有你自己的门生会跟着你。
And at that time, Saul or Paul, he had become very famous that there are some disciples follow him.
我们看二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25.
从这里就晓得他那时候的扫罗，就是保罗，也是就像当时的一些学者，像柏拉图、苏格拉底，他们有一些门徒啊，跟着他。
In verse 25, we can see the disciple that he has. His status.Can be compared to a teacher similar to Aristotle or Socrates.
25节说他的门徒就在夜间用筐子把他坠下去了。
Verse 25 says, then the disciple took him by night and let him down through the wall in a large basket.
他接受神创造性的完全之后
，He had received God's doing in his life.
他好像要轰轰烈烈做一件事情呢。
And it seems like he wants to do something mighty for God.
哪里坐着篮子逃命了。
But he actually sat in the basket and fled for his life.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
后来他到了耶路撒冷。
And later he went to Jerusalem.
他想跟这些门徒，跟他们结交。
And he wanted to join the disciple.
人家怕他，不信他是门徒。
But the people were afraid of him.
他门徒的身份，别人也怀疑啊。
Even his status, disciple was doubted by people.
所以这个外面的犹太教要杀他。
So we can see the outside of the Jews want to kill him.
里面的基督徒啊不认他。
And the people inside the church do not trust him.
所以在这种情况下是左右为难啊。
So in that kind of situation, he doesn't know what to do.
什么都不对啊。
No matter where he turned, it's wrong.
幸好这时候巴拿巴把他接去见使徒。
A good thing that at this time Barnabas appeared and took him in.
但是也不行啊。
But however, it didn't work out that well.
到最后不行了，我们看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30.
因为人家一直要杀他。
Because people still want to kill him.
造成这个人物造成一个困难的人物啊。
And so he became a troublesome person.
30节.
Verse 30.
弟兄们知道了, 就送他下该撒利亚, 打发他往大树去。
So when the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus.
把他带到该撒利亚, 然后把他送回家了。
In other words, they sent him home.
他家在哪里? 他家是大树。
Where is his house? His house is at Tarsus.
他在那里一住很久耶。
And when he lived there for a long time.
差不多快接，如果我们继续看下去啊， 那参照加拉太书，快要经过10年了， 那个，才去把他找回来。
And if we compare this passage with Galatians, he actually lived in Tarsus for nearly 10 years. Then later on, it was Barnabas who found him out.
扫罗被送回家了。
So Saul was sent home.
你看接下来圣工很顺哦。
And if you look on, the holy work was prospering.
你看彼得叫多加复活。
And later on, Peter raised Dorcas to life from the dead.
彼得一种开创性的 到外邦去传道。
And chapter 11,
第十章,
chapter 10, Peter went to evangelize in a Gentile place.
这个彼得如果不开这道门, 以后保罗很难做。
And if Peter did not open the door in this event, then it would be very difficult for Paul to work later on.
好，那在十一章呢, 这个福音的重心从耶路撒冷 现在又移到 这个安提亚,
in chapter 11, and the center of evangelism was in Jerusalem, but now moved to Antioch.
从他被送回大树，一直到又把他找回来，快要经过10年了。
So sending him from Jerusalem to Tarsus and then find him out, it takes about 10 years.
我们看第十，使徒行传第十一章第25节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 25.
因为那时候圣工太多了，做不完了，那时候巴拉巴一个人没有办法，做不来了。
At that time, there are many holy work, and Barnabas cannot handle it.
巴拉巴以前就曾经接待过他。
And in the past, Barnabas had welcomed Paul.
我们看25节。
Let's look at verse 25.
他说他又往大树去找扫罗。
Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul.
然后26节。
Verse 26.
找着了就带他到安提亚去。
And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch.
就说他根本不晓得他住哪里啊，只是下面问，找出来了。
In other words, he didn't know where he lived, and he went to Tarsus to find him out. And once he found him, he took him back.
所以我们一生是一个 完全的一生，也是一个追求的一生。
So our life is a perfect life and also a life of pursuing.
就是我们每个阶段都是在追求。
In other words, in every stage we are pursuing.
但是每个阶段都要完全。
But however, in every stage we need to be perfect.
所谓的完全，我们再回来看那个，腓立比书。
And what I mean by perfect, let's turn back to Philippians.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
到三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
腓立比书三章十六节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 16.
然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
To the degree that we have already obtained.
这就是阶段性的完全。
This is the perfection in each stage.
这不容易哦。
This is not easy.
你到了什么地步？ 第16节啊, 我们到了什么地步，就当到什么地步行。
To the degree that we have already obtained, let's walk by the same rule.
就是你在哪个地步，你要第一个你要认识我是在什么地步啦。
So in other words, we have first had to acknowledge what kind of stage we are in.
然后再来就要照着这样的地步来做。
And then we had to live according to our stage.
如果你现在是 6个月的小婴儿。
For example, if you are a 6-month old baby.
我记得我那老大6个月的时候他会拿奶瓶。 哇, 全家好高兴, 说好棒, 能够拿奶瓶了。
I remember my
自己拿, 不用人家拿。
I remember my oldest son, while he was six months old, he was able to hold the bottle by himself, and everybody was praising him.
如果你看到坐船到拿, 自己拿奶瓶再喝, 我看大家笑死了。
And if we see Preacher Zhou was holding a bottle, drinking the milk, we will all laugh.
你说不公平哦。
And you say, oh, it's not fair.
你儿子拿奶瓶在喝，你说好棒。怎么同样的一个人，他也拿奶瓶在喝，你说，你不晓得怎么讲就是了，不会讲。你可能也很怜悯，说他可能生病，然后怎么样，怎么在吃奶瓶呢？
And some people might say, this is unfair. How can you say to your child, six months old, saying that, oh, you praise him because he's able to hold a bottle, but you do not praise your colleague holding a bottle.
你在那个地步，你要做那个地步，做到完全。
So whatever stage we are, we have to be perfect in that stage.
你不用超过。
We do not have to be surpassed.
你不用少。
But however, we cannot do less.
这个我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Roman.
罗马书第十二章。
十二章。
十二章。
Let's turn to Roman chapter 12.
十二章从第一节，我们常常所知道的就是要把自己献上当
作活祭。Roman chapter 12, verse 1. This is often the passage we know by heart that we need to offer ourselves as living sacrifice.
那不要效法这世界。
And we do, verse 2, that we should not conform to this world.
那心意。你的心要更新变化。
That we, our heart need to be renewed.
这是一个长进哦。
And this is a progress.
这是一个追求。
And this is what we pursue.
那你就在不断的追求长进当中呢，你会察验神的，哦，那个旨意啊。
And while we continue to renew and grow, we will know, the will of God.
你在每个阶段所做的工作可能不一样。
So.In every stage, your job may be different.
但是你所做的事情在当时应该是一个完全的。
However, the things that we do in that stage should be perfect.
所以第三节。
Verse 3.
他说，我凭着所赐给我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人的信心的大小看的合乎重大。
For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highlyThen he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
这里所谓的重道就是说，看得合乎你自己的地位了。
And what this is saying is that we should consider ourselves soberly and correctly.
嗯，你是做什么的？那接下来保罗所讲是说，你是当什么肢体的，你就做什么，做那个你分内里做的那个事情。
And we can see from verse 4 and onward that Paul is saying that.If you're a member of body, just do your job.
并且做到完全。
And do it to its perfection.
不只是在顺境了，在逆境也是一样。
And it's not just only in the good time, but also in the bad time.
这是一种追求。
And this is a pursuing.
我们可以想象的这个约瑟。
We can think about Joseph.
他在家的时候，他是一个乖孩子。
While he was at home, he was a good boy.
他有正直的心。
He has a righteous heart.
所以他的爸爸给他的一个记号就是一件彩衣。
And so his father gave him a sign, and that is a colorful cloth.
但是后来他被下到监里面去了。
But when he was sent to jail.
哦，不是，他后来被卖了。
I'm sorry. Later on he was being sold.
他在卖的时候，在波提法家也是当在那个阶段里面，他也是做的最好、最完全，他做到那个仆人的总管了。
And while he was in the house of Potiphar, he did his best, and then eventually he was the person in charge in the house.
但他的情况又更糟糕。
But later on, his situation turned sour.
为了所道而被下到监里面。
In order to keep his faith, he was sent to jail.
他在监里面也是完全的，做到在监牢里面的。也是最好的。
However, while he was in jail, he did his best, and then he was the best among all the prisoners.
在每个阶段里面，他都是做最好。
So we can see that in every stage, he did his best.
当然，他最后神给他的旨意，他完全明白了，就是要救命，就是要延续选民的这个历史的命脉。
And later on, God revealed to him, actually his purpose was to save his people.
其实他的受苦是要完成神的这个经纶的一段。
And the purpose of his suffering is to, in order to fulfill God's plan.
所以我们的完全是这个样子。
And this is also our profession.
在不断的追求里面。
That in our continual pursuing profession.
在你的每个阶段都是完全的。
So in each list, be perfect in every stage.
那到最后呢？
And what's in the end?
我们看保罗所唱的歌，我们就知道。
And let's see what Paul sing in the end.
我们看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
第四章第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
他要被他到要离世之前呢，他晓得他被教诫的时候，离世的时候到了。
And he knows that his time to die has come.
这个时候也是真正的完全了。
And indeed, at this time, he's truly perfect.
所以这个时候跟提摩太后书第四章第七节，跟我们所念的腓立比书三章第十五节，你不能说这个完全不一样的东西啊。
And we cannot,
矛盾啊，不可以这样说。
We cannot say there's a contradiction between 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 and Philippians chapter 3 verse 15.
腓立比书我们刚念到的，他是说我不以为我得到了。
And while ago we just read Philippians chapter 3 verse 15 that he did not consider himself that he had obtained it.
他只是往背后一直跑啊。
He just forget the past and continue to strike ahead.
那一直跑就是没有终点吗？
And so he continued to run, and doesn't mean that there's no ending for him.
即使是每个阶段都是一个终点，就是完全，但是继续在跑，都是完全。
It's actually in every stage, in each stage there's a goal of ending.
但是到最后，他路跑完了。
And in the end, he had finished the race.
仗打完了。
He had fought a good fight.
所以他等着公义的冠冕给他。
And he's waiting for a righteous crown given to him.
他说仗已经打完，就有没有再追求？不用再追求了。
And he said, I have fought a good fight. Then there's no more that he needs to
pursue. 路跑尽了，没有路了，不用追求了。
I have finished the race. There's no need for him to continue to pursue anymore.
有一天，如果我们认为说我够了，那就差不多了。
And if one day we say, enough, then we have reached its perfection.
我听到一个见证呢。
One time I heard a testimony.
说一个工人说，我可以退休了。
This one worker said to me that, oh, I can retire now.
那主耶稣真的让他退休了。
Indeed, God let him retire.
主就是叫他说，你到我这里来退休比较快嘛。
And the Lord said, basically, you retire within me.
我听那个之后，以后就不敢讲了。
And after I heard that testimony, I dare not to say it.
继续拼嘛。
I continue to run.
但是到保罗那个时候，他已经知道了要该走了。
And at the time of Paul, at this time Paul knows that he has to go.
如果想多为主做点工的话，就不要说哇可以退休了。好了，你退休，主耶稣是有时候是假装没听到。如果主耶稣听到又很认真的话，说好吧，来吧。
And so if we say to God, say I'm enough, good enough, then if Lord Jesus Christ treats seriously, then God will take us away from this earth.
所以我们要做完全人。
So we need to be a perfect man.
在追求当中，每个阶段都是完全的。
In each stage, let's be perfect as we pursue.
再来，我们看马太福音第五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章四十八节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
这是我们一般所想到完全就想到这一节圣经。
Usually, when we think about perfect, we think about this verse.
那我们如果从这一节开始的话，我们就会想很多。
And if we're starting from this verse, then we'll think of many things.
像天父完全。
Be perfect as the Heavenly Father.
我们就开始想了，天父是圣洁的。
And we started to think about, oh, Heavenly Father is holy.
所以要圣洁。
So we need to be holy.
我们眼睛圣洁。
And we need to be holy in our eyes. We need to be holy in our hands.
要完全，爱心完全，信心完全，行为完全。哇，想好多。
And then we started to say, oh, perfect in terms of faith, in terms of love, in terms of life.
那我们想完之后就说不下去了，因为怎么可以跟天父完全
？And after we finished thinking about it, we say this is impossible.
其实这边所讲的是什么
？But what does actually this passage saying？
在这一段里面，我们可以看到主耶稣只是要告诉我们。
And from this passage, we can see what the Lord
第四十三节
try to say to us, verse 43。
就是说四十三节、四十四节告诉我们要爱你的仇敌，为那逼迫你的祷告。
Verse 43 and verse 44 tells us that we need to pray for those who persecute us and bless them。
那好像天父一样。
And just as the Heavenly Father,
这样就可以做天父的儿女了。
Then we can become the children of Heavenly Father.
因为天父叫日头照好人，也照坏人了。
Because he makes this, his son rise upon the evil and also on the good.
所以这里主耶稣告诉我们的就是要爱仇敌，为那逼迫你的祷告。
So this passage tells us that we need to love our enemy and pray for them.
但这里的仇敌是不是坏人啊？
And this, the enemy mentioned here is referring to evil person.
恶人呢？这不一定。
Referring to wicked person? No.
不一定啊。
Not necessarily.
这个第四十三节、四十四节跟三十八节，这是相对的两段。所以中文是把它放在一起。其实这是三十八节，不是说论爱仇敌啊。
Verse 43.
三十八节以下不是论爱仇敌。
Verse 38 all the way to verse 38 onward is not talking about loving the enemy.
38节告诉我们，只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。所以38节到42节这应该分另外一段了，是说论不要与恶人作对。
Verse 38 to verse 42 should be one section because its main point is that we should not resist an evil person.
因为马太福音从第五章第二十一节开始都有一个结构性的重复，就是耶稣一定说，你们听见古人吩咐说，那我怎么说？
And in Matthew chapter 5 verse 21, we can see that there is some kind of a thesis, a statement that the Lord always starts, you have heard this, now I say this to you.
那三十八节是一样了。
And verse 38 is the same.
你们听见说，
You have heard that it was said.
39节，只是我告诉你们。
Verse 39, but I tell you.
所以这是一段。
So this is one section.
四十三节，你们听见有话说。
Verse 43, he said, you have heard that it was said.
四十四节，只是我告诉你们。
But verse 44, but I say to you.
这是分开的。
So we can see these two sections.
中文当然它就是它这标题标的不太好，应该标到四十三节。
And Chinese, the way they divide the paragraph is not too good.
这边是分开的。
And actually, 43 onwards is one section.
遇到恶人。
And verse 38 says, if you encounter an evil person.
圣经没有说要为恶人祷告，这里没有这样说了。
And in this passage, verse 39, it didn't say, pray for the evil person.
四十三节说，不要与恶人作对，你看到恶人怎么样？跑啊！不要跟他作对，不理他了。
And we should not resist an evil person. That means we should flee from them.
能顺就顺，能溜就溜。
And if we can obey, we obey. But
if we can
flee,
we should flee. 衣服啊，就赶快就给他，不然他是恶人呐、啊，不要跟他作对。
And since he's an evil person, let's not resist him because, if you want us our tunic, let him have our tunic.
因为这是有伤害性的。
Because he might harm us.
那四十三节是另外一段。
However, 43 is another section.
说要爱你的仇敌。
That we should love our enemy.
仇敌不一定是恶人、啊、
Our enemy may not be an evil person.
夫妻有时候两个夫妻是好人哦。
And spouses can be good persons.
两个你跟他们相处，两个都是好人。
And if you live with them, you realize these two spouses are.
但是他们两个是仇敌啊。
But however, you realize sometimes they are enemy.
嗯。那在这时候。教会的统领，我们已经受洗了，我们每个人都是神的子民了。
And as long as we are baptized, we are God's people.
那我们在教会里面，我们是恶人吗？我们不是恶人啊。但是我们常常在教会里面，仇敌是什么？教会里面人最亲的人最仇啊。
So in church, we're not evil person, but sometimes we have different opinion, so we become enemy to each other.
你被外面如果一个酒鬼你他撞了一下踩了一下，你顶多说疯子，就赶快跑了。
Drunkard,
因为你想他恶人嘛，对不对？这是三十八节的，不要跟他作对，我们都会啊。
And if there's a drunkard who happened to step on your toe or something, and you probably say crazy person, and you sort of run away from them.
在教会里面呢、啊，你的弟兄属灵的弟兄姊妹有时候白你一眼呢、啊，他是只是不小心的，可能眼睛被什么东西。炸到不小心白你，你记在心里面三年不会忘记啊，成为你的仇敌啊。
And in church, sometimes there will be misunderstanding where people seem to despise you, but and you remember for 3 years and you haven't forget that person. But actually, in reality, it's not so.
那你感觉哎，别人在逼迫你啊
？And you feel that oh, people are persecuting persecuting me.
在跟我作对啊,
and they are opposing us.
如果像这个样子的话,
but in this kind of situation,
耶稣说要替他祷告,
Lord Jesus said that we need to pray for our enemy.
耶稣说, 仇敌就在你家,
so enemy can be in our house.
你家的人吗?
Is, are the people in your house. So enemy may not be evil person.
那你要替他祷告,
now we need to pray for them.
你就要像天父完全一样才有办法。
And only you can, only you be like Heavenly Father, then you can do so.
你一肚子气，你没有办法消， 你怎么替他祷告？
If we are filled with anger, how can we pray for that person?
你虽然祷告， 但是你替他祷告不是要 替人家祷告是要祝福啊， 你可能替他祷告是要咒诅他一下。
And maybe when we are filled with anger, maybe we can pray, but when we pray, we're not blessing that person, we're actually cursing that person.
所以说你们要完全像天父完全一样。
And this place tells us that when to be perfect, just as our Heavenly Father is perfect.
我们看路加福音第六章36节。 路加福音6章36节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 6, verse 33.
路加福音6章36节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 33.
这个同样的一个故事啊， 就同样的教训，
It's actually the same teaching.
完全都是一样， 要爱仇敌啦， 论爱仇敌，
And this passage talks about we should love our enemy.
那我们看36节，
Let's look at verse 36.
结尾， 但是不一样哦， 说， 你们要慈悲， 像你们的父慈悲一样。
But the ending is different. Therefore be merciful, just as your father also is merciful.
我们天父是完全的，
Our Heavenly Father is perfect.
在这里， 我们要像他完全一样的是什么？ 就是要慈悲的心， 爱心。
In this place, it tells us that we need to be as, we need to be merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful.
当然不是说天父能力是全能的， 我们也每个人都成为像天父一样全能， 神是全知的， 我们像天父一样都全知， 没有这样的可能。
And of course, we know that our God is all-powerful, but there's no way for us to become all-powerful just like Him. And we know that, and we know that God is all-knowing, but there's no way we can be all-knowing. We cannot be like Him.
像天父完全一样, 这里所讲就是爱。
And verse 36 is be merciful just as your Heavenly Father is merciful. It's referring to that we should have the same love.
这也是一个最后的完全。
And this is the last perfection we need to achieve.
所以真的我们一直都在追求完全。
So indeed, we continue to pursue perfection.
如果有爱的话,
if we have love,
那这是真正的完全。
Then we are perfect.
所以爱能够遮掩许多的过错。
So love can cover a multitude of wrongs.
那个在圣经里面, 如果我们翻开圣经,
and if we turn to the Bible,
如果有爱的话,
and wherever love is mentioned,
家里,
where there is love, then there is harmony in the family.
圣经, 神在救人的时候, 神在显他作为的时候, 常常是轰轰烈烈的,
and as God manifests,
在救赎的工作上面,
as God manifests His mighty deeds in His plan of salvation, God often did mighty deeds.
你要像过红海一样,
just like crossing the Red Sea.
那是大风的。
There's a mighty wind
that,
and that blows the sea to two parts.
你可以想象到那么多人要走过的那个地啊， 那个不是一条小路啊， 牛羊那个一定要很大的路才可以通过那么多人。
You have to imagine that the mighty wind must have blown the sea apart and make a big path, not a narrow road.
这是神在训练人。
But as God tried to train people,
圣经 给人家最温馨的那个时刻，就是真的有爱在里面。
But we, what touches the most is when Bible shows that God loves us.
也是凌晨长到最长进的时候，那个气氛。
And when we achieve to the almost spirituality, we'll feel the love.
你看亚伯兰跟他儿子是在走路那一段的对话是完全的爱。
And if we recall Abraham's walk with his son towards the mountain, we can see that there's love between them.
在爱里面没有猜忌哦。
猜忌。
就是怀疑啊。
And within love, there is no doubt.
完全相信。
Complete trust.
他们父子啊， 两代人， 其实他们的心境不一样啊。 他们能够了解吗？ 他们不能了解啊。 一个人一个世界。
And of course, Abraham living in his own world and his son living in another world.
亚伯拿着刀跟火,
Abraham was holding a fire and a knife.
火跟刀是审判的标志。
And knife and fire are the signs of judgment.
他的儿子背的是柴，是献祭啊。
But his son is carrying wood for the sacrifice.
他们在对话里面真的充满人间的爱。
But from the conversation, we can see that they are filled with love.
所以他们共同完成了历史的使命。
And so they both have accomplished the historical mission.
我们看那个列王记下。
Let's turn to 2 King.
第二章,
chapter 2.
第一节到第十二节,
verse 1 to verse 12.
这是一个充满爱的一个篇幅啊。
And this is also a passage concerning love.
也是一个完全的,
it's also a perfect moment.
这一段里面神在训练以利亚。
And in this section, God is training Elijah.
这是神到最后要看以利亚的完全的地步啊。
And God is training to see if Elijah will be perfect.
你看第一节,
verse 1.
神用旋风要接以利亚升天。
As it came to pass when the Lord was about to take Elijah into heaven.
所以这里的考生是谁? 是以利亚。
So who is the student being tested? It's Elijah.
谁是考官?
Who is the examiner?
是神啊。
It's God.
但是神要考以利亚的时候, 有一个他的门徒来跟班啊。
And while God is testing Elijah, Elisha was accompanying Elijah.
这三神以利亚以利沙就 成了三角关系了。
And so Elijah, Elisha and God became a triangle relationship.
我们念完之后, 我们感觉里面充满了爱。
And after finishing reading this, we'll see that this is filled with love.
充满了信任。
And filled with trust.
以利亚没有抱怨神哦。
Elijah did not complain against God.
你把他走的路量一量哦。 直径的话, 就是直接直路了, 不要走山路, 60几公里啊。
And if we measure the kilometer that Elijah had walked is approximately 60 kilometers.
每次神都差神差以利亚，神说差他到哪里去，他就去了。走走走，也没有升天呢、啊。神说又到哪里，走走走，又没有是一天呢，一天要走。当过兵就晓得，正常行军一个小时四公里，急行军六公里啊，要走11个小时啊，走走走，哎，没有升天，走走没有升天。如果我的话说，主耶稣啊，到底是什么时候升天？ 今天你也是讲个明白，口口说，到底是，讲个明白嘛，说哈，让人为难嘛。
And
没有
Elijah, we can see Elijah did not complain against God that every time God called him, say, "Oh, you go this place." But then when he arrived at place, he was not take up to heaven. And if you've been in military before, you would know that. An average people need to walk 4 kilometers per hour, and or sometimes in a rush, they need to walk 6 kilometers per hour.
以利亚对以利沙又有爱情，又感情又爱。
And Elijah also had love towards his disciple Elisha.
我自身难保，我不晓得什么时候神要接我。
Elijah himself is not sure that when he's being taken.
我们不能说以利亚在。 在考以利沙说不要让他跟了，因为他自己不晓得在哪里啊，怎么哦，他还没有答案，怎么晓得什么时候他在考人呢
？And we cannot say that Elijah was actually testing Elisha because Elijah doesn't even know where he's going take up to heaven.
用爱的观点来看
，But if we look up from the perspective of love，
你留在这里，何必跟我这样走了
？And Elijah say to Elisha, say, "Oh, please stay here. Don't go with me."
但是以利沙也有爱。
But however, Elisha also had love.
他也没有怀疑他的老师。
He did not doubt his teacher.
你要升天，人家跟一下就不行， 老师要甩我。 他没有想这样子。
And he did not thought to himself, that, "Oh, yeah, you're going to take up to heaven, and I just try to, be with you. Why you want me to depart away from you?"
多么有爱。
But we can see that from the conversation is filled with love.
有信任。
There's a trust between them.
所以这是完全的。
So this is complete.
在这样完全里面, 以利亚就被接升天了。
So in the perfection, Elijah was taken out to heaven.
所以我们要做完全人。
So we need to be a perfect man.
神是全能的。
God is almighty.
我们遇到了困难。
whenever we encounter trouble.
我们面对神的应许。
And whenever we encounter God's promise.
我们遇到自己的无能啊。
And when we encounter our own weakness.
我们趴在地上。
We need to fall upon our face.
全心相信。
Believe totally.
这就完全了。
Then we are complete.
这是亚伯拉罕趴在地上的完全。
This is Abraham's profession to fall upon his face.
接下来。
Next.
约伯。
Job.
家庭。
In his family.
孩子。
Children.
为他们代祷。
He intercedes for them.
一个完美的家。
It's a perfect family.
这就是完全了。
This is the perfect.
保罗。
Paul.
他信主之后。
After he had believed,
他接受神创造性的完全。
He had received God's perfect plan.
他的生命完全改变。
His life has totally changed.
但是他本身还要受训啊，一步一步的往前走。
And however,
一直的追求。
Paul need to continue in each stage pursue perfection.
他每一个阶段都是完全的。
So in each stage, Paul is perfect.
直到他说我没有路可以走了。
Until the time that he said there's no more path for me to walk.
最后的完全。
And so this is the final perfection.
我们要像天父完全一样。
And finally, we need to be perfect as Heavenly Father is perfect.
这个完全就是爱。
And that's referring to love.
让我们活在爱里面。
Let's live in love.